Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们, 早安.
And I really thank the Lord that we can gather together in Him and even in this virtual format.
我们实在再次感谢神，让我们仍然有这样的方式能够聚集。
And recently, the Lord has placed the burden concerning His house in my heart.
最近呢，神把他关乎神的家的这个事情呢，给我这样的负担。
And as we see the nations and the world in turmoil, and the pandemic is still ongoing.
看我们看到这个世界仍然在相当的混乱，而且瘟疫也正在蔓延中。
And everything is constantly changing.
好像每件事情都一直在改变。
But we thank the Lord because our Lord is the constant.
但我们感谢主，我们的主是不变的。
And His work lasts forever.
而且他的工作要存到永远。
And the greatest work of the Lord in time is to build His house and to build His church.
在时间里面，我们看到主的最大的工作就是要建造他的教会。
And so today, I would like to continue with this burden to share with the brothers and sisters concerning the life of Jacob.
我今天要继续这个负担和弟兄姐妹交通雅各一生的故事。
And especially and for the two critical moments in his life.
特别是在生命中有两个很关键性的事情。
And we know that there's a lot of drama for Jacob's life.
我们知道雅各一生实在充满很多戏剧性。
Yeah, but there's a few moments that he personally encountered with the Lord.
但是有几件事情是他个人与主遇见的主。
And so today we'd like to focus on two critical incidents, and one is at the Bethel, and the other is at the Peniel.
我们今天一早上要来注意到两件事情，他与神，他遇见神的事情，一个是在伯特利，一个在皮努伊勒。
Yeah, and for these two incidents, and there is a common thing, and that is concerning the house of God.
这两件事情呢，事实上是关乎神的家，是有同一个主题，就是关乎神的家。
And there's all these encounters that happen at night.
而这两个遇见呢，都是在晚上发生的。
And there's in the first night, the Lord gave the vision concerning His house to Jacob.
因为在第一晚上呢，神就把关乎神家的事情启示给雅各。
And the second night at the Peniel, the Lord allowed Jacob to know and experience the way to build the house of God, that is the cross.
而第二次遇见呢，就是在皮努以勒。 就是神在那里呢，把建造神家的方式，就是十字架来启示给雅各。
And these two incidents and the related background we can find in Genesis from chapter 25 to 32.
这两件事情事的背景呢，可以记，我们可以在创世纪的25章到28章看见。
And so we would like to first read a few passages from Genesis 28 and concerning the first night.
我们要关乎第一次，第一个晚上的遇见，我们要来读创世纪28章几节经文。
And we will continue to read some more verses from chapter 32 as we come to the second night.
当我们来到讲到第二个晚上的时候呢，那是我们再来读创世纪32章。
And could we before we read, let's have a word of prayer.
在我们读经之前，我们再一起低头一点祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
And indeed, you are the God who speaks.
是的，你是那说话的神。
So Lord, we prostrate before you and with an open ear, with an open heart before you.
我们在你面前俯伏，我们的心和眼必须是打开的。
Lord, I pray that you will speak to our hearts.
主啊，我们祷告，你向着我们的心来说话。
So that those who are speaking and interpreting.
所以不论是讲的、翻的，
and those who are listening could all be edified in you.
以及听的都可以在你里面得被建立。
We just live out the following time in your gracious hands.
我们把以下的时间交在你恩典的手里。
Speak to us, Lord.
主啊，向我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay, and can we turn to Genesis chapter 28?
我们一起打开创世纪28章。
And we gonna read from verses 10 to 17.
我们要从第十节读到17节。
In the interest of time, my brother and I will read together both in Mandarin and English.
因为时间的考量，我弟兄和我们的经文用中文英文同时来念。
Genesis chapter 28 verse 10.
28章十节开始。
Then Jacob departed from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He came to a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and lay down in that place. He had a dream, and behold, a ladder was set on the earth with his top reaching to heaven, and behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood about it and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And we continue to read the following two verses.
我们再读下面两节。
And the verses are 18 and 19.
十八和十九节。
So Jacob arose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put on his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on its top. He called the name of the place Bethel. However, previously the name of the city has been Luz. I think we all are very familiar with the Jacob and also his story.
我想我们对雅各和他的故事都很熟悉。
And we can find his birth and also some description of his personality in Genesis chapter 25.
我们也可以在创世纪25章找着那里记载着雅各出生和他的性格的一些记载。
And we probably can also remember the difference between between the personality of his brother Esau and him.
我们大概也知道说他和他哥哥以扫性格上面的差异。
And the Bible records that Esau was actually a man of the field, and he was a very skillful hunter.
圣经上记载以扫是说他是在田野的人，他是善于打猎。
And he seems to be very outgoing and very carefree.And so much so to the point that, and he didn't even care about his spiritual inheritance.
所以以扫的性格似乎是外向的，而且很随意的，所以以至于甚至到一个程度呢，他完全不关心，甚至属灵的事也不关心，比如说他长子的名分。
Yeah, for example, and he just traded his birthright and with Jacob with a bowl of stew.
那比如说他甚至用一碗红汤。和雅各就把他的长子名分跟雅各交换。
And but on the other hand, Jacob, the meaning of the name Jacob means to grab, to supplant.
那我们也知道雅各他这个名字的意思呢，就是去抓，去强取。
And we know that Jacob is a very a calculating man.
那我们也知道雅各事实上是很会算计的人。
And he tried to grab.Something or anything, even since his birth.
我们发现说雅各甚至从他出生的时候开始就开始去抓这个抓那个。
And the common impression concerning Jacob is that he is very calculating, very cunning.
那我们知道，一般我们对雅各的印象就是他是一个工于算计的人，而且非常的有点诡诈。
Yeah, he has always tried to take advantage of others.
因为他常常是想要来占他人的便宜。
But the Bible also says that he was a peaceful man.
但圣经上事实上也记那里讲到说雅各是一个安静的人。
And the word peaceful in the original language can also be translated as a complete, perfect.
但事实上安静这个字在原文里面也有这种完全完美的意思。
And to have integrity.
而且讲到说他的正直。
And So the same word actually was used to describe Job, and when the Lord said that he was perfect.
事实上，这个安静这个字呢，也在圣经上用来描述约伯这个人，当说他话完全正直。
So when the Lord led me to pay a little bit of attention on this, I found it very interesting, even a little bit surprised.
所以当主引领我看见有这样看见的时候，我就事实上有点惊讶。
And to think that Jacob is a man with integrity.
事实上，当我们要想象说雅各是一个正直的人。
And he actually in the sense that from man's perspective, he was a fine man. He was not as bad.
所以说，换句话说，从神的角度，从人的角度来看，他实际上雅各是一个好人，不是一个坏人。
But as a matter of fact, as I put a little bit more thought into that, it actually describes our true condition before the Lord.
当我更多思想这一方面的时候，我发现说，事实上这正是描述到我们在神面前的光景。
And in our natural state, and we also have some integrity.
因为在我们天然的性格里面，我们也是有一些正直。
And we try to do what is good.
因为我们也想要尝试着做好的事情。
But as we come to the point that we would like to get something.
但是当我们来到一个我们想要拿到一些东西的时候
，and something that the heart is after.
当我们心里很可想得到那个东西的时候
，and we could become very calculating.
那个时候呢，我们就变成算计的人。
And we can use some schemes in order to gain that thing.
那个时候，我们也许就会使用一些心计、一些诡计来达到、来获取那个东西。
And grabbing and supplanting is the deep rooted in our fallen nature.
因为事实上，这种去抓、去夺取呢，事实上是根深蒂固在我们人天然的性格里面。
And so Jacob could be a calculating man.
所以雅各是的，他是工于算计的人。
And he actually was also a peaceful man.
那同时呢，他也是一个安静的人。
But in addition, he was also a family man.
除此之外呢，他也是好像很顾家的一个人。
And the Bible records that the Jacob actually lived in tents. He enjoyed his family life.
那事实上，圣经上记载说，雅各住在帐篷里面，他也非常享受家居的生活。
And he loved his family.
他也爱他的家人。
And he was a family man.
他是一个顾家的人。
And but for the fact that he took the blessings from Jacob.From Esau, sorry.
但是我们从这个角度看到，当他夺取了以扫的祝福的时候
，and because of that, his brother Esau was mad at him and tried to kill him.
也因此呢，他的哥哥以扫就向他非常生气，甚至想要杀了雅各。
And his mother Rebecca and made a plan for Jacob, and she actually suggested.He would flee to her brother Laban's house in Haran.
所以在那个时候呢，利百加就给雅各出了主意，就是要雅各逃到利百加的哥哥拉班那里去。
And we know that Jacob was very close to his mom.
那我们也知道雅各事实上非常亲近他的母亲的。
And we may call him a mommy's boy.
甚至我们也许可以说他是一个妈宝。
Yeah, but actually, probably the term might not be appropriate because when he left Beersheba, he was already in his 70s.
但是也许这讲到这个字呢，我们也许不太合适。事实上，因为当他离开家的时候，他已经70岁了。
Yeah. And but in any case, he was very close to his mom, and he often took advice from her.
但是无论如何，我们发现他和他母亲相当亲近，而且他常常听他母亲的意思。
And the plan of deceiving Isaac and taking the blessings of Esau was actually devised by Rebecca.
那我们也知道，事实上来欺骗以撒，来夺取以扫的祝福，事实上是利百加的意思。
And now Esau intends to kill Jacob, and so Rebecca again to make a plan for him.
那现在呢，以扫他要杀雅各，所以利百加呢，现在又为雅各 做了一个计划。
And so in their heart is it was supposed just to be a temporary plan.
但是我们知道这当初利百加这样想，可能觉得这个计划只是一个暂时性的。
As I mentioned in Genesis chapter 27 verse 44, and they feel like they Jacob would just stay with his uncle Laban for a few days.
因为那时候圣经上在二七创世纪二七章四四节记载说，他那时候讲到说，你可以暂时住在你舅舅那边住些日子。
Yeah, just a few days.
就是住一些日子就。
And it was very hard for Jacob to leave his mom, to leave his home.
因为我们知道要雅各离开他的家，离开他母亲是非常困难的。
And but it was at the same time, it was also very hard for Rebecca to let go.
同时我们应该可以想象，利百加也不太愿意让他的儿子这样出去。
And so they hope that it would just be a few days.
所以他们就想说，希望这次的分别只是暂时的，只是一些日子而已。
And they hope that the rage of Esau will quickly subside.And then Jacob could return home.
因为他们想说，希望以扫的动怒呢，也不过可以是暂时的。那很快的，雅各就会再回来。
But the God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
但神的道路高过我们的道路，神的意念高过我们的意念。
And Jacob stayed at Laban's for 20 years.
结果我们看见雅各待在拉班那里20年。
As a matter of fact,The moment that Jacob left home, that was the last time he saw his mom.
那事实上我们也知道说，当雅各离开他家的时候，那是他最后一次见到他母亲。
And it seems to be a tragedy.
因为这似乎是一个悲剧。
And it seems to be a misfortune.
也似乎是一个不幸的事。
But God was working in Jacob something greater than his life.
但我们看见神在雅各的生命里面要做更大的事。
But at that moment, and it was beyond Jacob to comprehend.
因为但是在那个时候呢，可能雅各完全无法明白为什么。
And brothers and sisters, this could also be our experiences as well.
弟兄姊妹们，这应该也可以是我们的经历。
And God used our circumstances to do His work in you and also in me.
因为神用我们的环境光景来使用你和我。
Now, Haran, was about 500 to 600 miles away.
那我们知道哈兰这个地方呢，离雅各那里是差不多500到600英里。
And Jacob, the family man, now was on the run, and he left his family, which he loved, and also he was setting out this long journey alone.
那我们看见雅各这个喜欢在家里的，他这时候必须要离开家，而且是独自一人走这个漫长的路程。
And he has to face future difficulties, uncertainties, and even dangers.
而且他必须要面对那将来的这些困难、这些难处和甚至危险。
So as Jacob came to the place called Luz,
所以当雅各来到一个地方，就是路斯这个地方。
At that time, the sun was already set.
但那个时候呢，太阳已经落山了。
And he was physically and mentally exhausted.
他那时候就是不论身体上或者是精神上的非常的疲倦。
And he needed rest.
所以他在那时候需要歇息。
And what he needed was not just a good night's sleep.
他所需要的不仅仅是一个晚上睡得好。
But he needed rest for his soul.
而且他的灵魂里面必须要得到安息。
Because his heart was filled with anxiety and fear.
因为他那时候心里满了焦虑，满了惧怕。
Just at that critical moment when he was in need.
就在他那个时候，正在他最需要的时候。
And he was in fear and he was missing rest.
因为他那时候非常惧怕，而且他没有安息。
And he missed his lovely home.
而且他也想念他那可爱的家。
Just at that moment, God came into his dream and to meet with him.
就在那个时候呢，神进入他的梦里和雅各相见。
And God revealed his heart to him.Because God also desires to find a resting place on this earth.
那神就把神自己的心意启示给雅各，因为神自己他也愿意在地上找到一个安息的地方。
So during his sleep, Jacob had a dream, and in his dream, he saw something.
在那雅各那个梦里面，他就看见了一个东西。
And what he saw in the dream actually reflect some characteristics of the house of God.
事实上，那时候雅各在梦里面所看见的，正是反映出神家的一些特性。
And he saw the Lord stand on the top of the ladder.
因为他看见主是站在梯子的顶端。
The Lord was there.
就是一直就是主在那里。
And therefore, in the house of God, there should be the presence of the Lord.
所以在神的家里面应该要有主的同在。
And the Lord in his dream, the Lord spoke to him. He heard the voice of the Lord.
也在他的梦里面主时常他说话，所以他听见了主的话。
And in the house of God, there should be the living word of the Lord.
那换句话说，在神的家里面也应该有主的活道。
And also in the dream, he saw a ladder set on the earth with its end reaching to heaven.
同时在他梦里面他看见有一个梯子，那个梯子的顶端通到天上。
And in the house of God, the heavenly realm can be reached through our Lord Jesus Christ.
换句话说，在神的家里面，天的境界是可以借着我们主耶稣基督达到的。
Because our Lord is the way, he is the new and the living way.
因为我们知道我们主耶稣基督就是道路，而且他是那又真又活泼的道路。
And also in the dream, he saw the angels of God ascending and descending from the ladder.
那在他的梦里面，他也看见使者在梯子上上去下来。
And this refers to our worship and the fellowship with the Lord.
这也就反映出我们和主耶稣基督的交通。
And our worship in the house of God and our prayers should be descending up to heaven.
也我们向着神的敬拜应该能够升到天上。
And God's grace and blessing should be descending upon us.
而神的恩典神的祝福可以临到我们地上。
And also this is ascending and descending is a two-way communication, two-way communion.
而且我们看见上去下来这代表的是双向的一个交通双向的一个沟通。
And it is a fellowship between God and man.
这就是神与人之间的交通。
We thank the Lord because in the dream God revealed his heart concerning his house to Jacob.
我们感谢神，在这个梦里面，神把他对神家的这个意念呢启示给雅各。
In the house there should be his presence.
因为在神的家中应该要有主的同在。
There should be his living words.
应该有活道。
There should be an open heaven.
应该天是开的。
And the worship should be directed unto him, and there should be fellowship between God and man.
而且这敬拜必须是向着神的，而且神与人之间是有交通的。
In addition, the Lord also re-proclaimed the blessings of Abraham to Jacob.
在那梦里面呢，神也继续再一次确认他向着亚伯拉罕所立的所应许的。
And the Lord also gave his promise to him.
主也把应许给了雅各。
The Lord promised him he will be with him wherever he will go.
因为主向雅各应许说，你不论往哪里去，我必与你同在。
And the Lord would bring him back to this land.
而主也说会把雅各再带回到这个地点。
And the Lord also promised that he will faithfully carry out what he has promised to Jacob.
而主也非常诚信地告诉雅各说，他会把这些应许实现。
We thank the Lord because the Lord knew full well what Jacob needed.
我们实在感谢主，因为主实在知道雅各在这时候要的是什么。
And he needed support, companion, and protection.
因为雅各需要的是扶持，需要的是有伴侣，需要的是帮助。
He also wanted to come back to his home.
而雅各他自己也愿意再回到他自己的家。
And God promised him all this will be done.
而神应许他这些都必给他成就。
We thank the Lord because our God's blessings are always greater than our needs in crisis.
我们感谢主，在我们遇见危机的时候，我们看见神的祝福总是大过我们的需要。
And it is no doubt that God cares for us, and God loves us, and He will provide for us.
毫无疑问的，我们知道神顾念我们，而且他会来供应我们所需要的。
Because He is love, and He loves us.
因为神就是爱，而神也爱我们。
But furthermore, God revealed to Jacob his desire of a dwelling place.
但是更重要的是，神也 启示给雅各，神自己也需要一个居住的所在。
God desires to find a home, a dwelling place on earth.
因为神真是愿意在这地上能够找到他的家，他的住所。
He longs to fellowship with men. He desires to dwell in our midst.
因为他实在很渴望与人有交通，所以他愿意住在我们当中。
Now,God found this man, this family man, Jacob, who was on the run, missing his own home. God was able to open his heart to him.
那现在神遇到雅各，他是一个逃离家里而喜欢家的人，所以神就把这个家的感觉也启示给雅各。
Dear brothers and sisters, isn't that true that our immediate concern are always for ourselves and for our families?
弟兄姐妹，这是不是很真实？因为常常我们所最关心的事，好像就是只是我与我们靠近的家里。
Yes, ourselves and our own homes.
是我们自己或是我们的家人。
But God sometimes allow crisis to come into our lives.
但是有时候神容许危机来进到我们的生命里。
And so that He could further reveal His heart to us.
所以呢，他好在那个时候呢。更多把他的心意启示给我们。
And he desired to enlarge our capacity.
因为神的意思是要扩张我们的度量。
So that we would not only care for our own families, our own homes.
所以我们不再只是关心我们自己的家人，自己的家。
But we will come to know his house and to love his dwelling place.
而是能够来认识到神的家和神的居所。
And brothers and sisters, probably we also have some crisis in life.
弟兄姐妹，我们也许每个人在生命中有一些危机。
We may have some critical nights, just like Jacob had.
我们也许在，正如像雅各一样，在有几个晚上是非常关键性的。
And we know these critical nights are the times that we may be face danger, uncertainty, and needs.
我们也许在那些几个关键的晚上，我们发现我们面对的是不确定，面对的是危险。
Probably we already have a few crises during these pandemic times.
或许在这个瘟疫的时候，我们好多人已经有经历过这些关键性的时刻。
And this crisis and are the times that and we may be filled with fear and anxiety.
那这些危机来临的时候，我们发现我们可能是充满着惧怕，充满着焦虑。
But this could also be the times that we need to face the Lord alone.
但是这个时候呢，也许正是我们应当来面对面亲近我们神的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, let's not look too lightly on these critical moments.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们千万不要轻看这些关键性的时刻。
Because all this could be a preparatory stage for God to reveal further His heart to us.
因为这些都非常有可能是神正在预备我们，好叫他能够更多启示给我。
It might be a chance for God to further His work in us, so that we may know Him and know His heart, and we have this desire to make us to walk in His ways.
这也许正是神在我们身上更多做工的时候，好叫我们能够认识到他的心意、他的旨意和他的道路。
So now, when Jacob woke up, he realized that he met God in the dream.
当雅各睡醒之后，他就意识到说，哦，他遇见神了。
And he called the place a Bethel.
所以他称呼那个地方叫做伯特利。
The meaning of Bethel is the house of God, God's dwelling place.
那我们也知道，伯特利这个意思就是神的家，神的居所。
And the Bible also records that the place was actually called Luz previously.
那圣经在那里也告诉我们说，那地方先前是的名字叫做路斯。
And the meaning of a Luz is almond tree.
那我们知道路斯的这个意思呢是就是杏树杏仁树。
Yeah. And the almond tree in the Bible refers to resurrection.
那我们也知道杏树在圣经里面是可以代表复活。
But it is also very interesting the roots.Of Luz in his original language also means set aside and also means corruption.
但很有意思的就是路斯这个字原文也有说摆在一旁是毁坏的无用的这个意思。
So therefore, even from the names from Luz to Bethel, we can see that God's house is built from ruins and through resurrection.
所以我们看见从这个名字的改变，从路斯变成伯特利，我们发现神家的建造也是这样，从废墟中借着重生复活被建立。
And in our Adam's nature, we are all like Jacob.
因为在我们亚当这种就 老亚当这种天性里面，我们都像雅各一样的。
And we have been ruined, have been defiled, have been corrupted by sin.
因为我们被罪玷污了，被罪破坏了。
And our natural life cannot be the building material for the house of God.
我们天然的性格不能作为神建造他家的一个材料。
But we thank the Lord, lust doesn't only mean ruins, but also mean resurrection.
但我们感谢主，路斯这个字它不仅仅有废墟的意思，但是它也有复活的意思。
And we thank the Lord because our Lord, through his death and the resurrection, has given his own life to us.
因为我们感谢主，因为借着他的受死复活，他也把他的生命赐给复活的生命赐给我。
We who have been saved by grace have his life, and this life is the very building material for his house.
我们这些蒙恩得救的，有的正是主自己的生命，而这个生命正是神建造他的家所需要的材料。
In corruption and in ruins, God is to build his house, to be his dwelling place.
因为在这个废墟，在这个无用里面，神要建造他的家。
That is, God is to find his dwelling place among us.
意思就是说，神要在我们当中找着他的居所。
Brothers and sisters, it is a God's condescending love, isn't it?
所以弟兄姐妹，这不正就是神从上临到我们的爱吗？
And it is his love and grace to all of us.
这也是他向着我们所有人的爱和恩典。
And it is the critical night at the Bethel. God gave the vision concerning his house to Jacob.
而在伯特利这个雅各生命中关键的晚上，神把神家这个事情启示给雅各。
And God is to turn Luz into Bethel.
而神就是要把路斯变成伯特利。
But what is the way to build his house?
但是呢，神是用什么方法来建造他的教会呢？
And that is revealed in the second night.At Penuel.
而这正是在第二个晚上，就在皮努以勒所发生的事。
And let's read a few more verses in Genesis chapter 32.
我们现在在读创世纪三十二章里面几节经文。
And the first passage is from verse 6 to 9.
第一段我们要从三十二章的第六节读到第九节。
And my brother and I will read it together.
我们仍然是两位弟兄，我们一起来念。
The messengers returned to Jacob saying, We came to your brother Esau, and furthermore, he is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people who were with him, and the flocks and the herds and the camels into two companies. For he said, If Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the company which is left will escape.Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, O Lord, who said to me, Return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you. Then the second passage is from verses 24 to 31.
第二段经文是24节到25节。
Then Jacob was left alone, and the men wrestled with him until daybreak. And when he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched is the socket of his thigh, so that the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, Let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, What is your name? And he said, Jacob. He said, Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with man and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him and said, Please tell me your name. But he said, Why is it that you ask my name? And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Penuel, for he said, I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved. Now the sun rose upon him just as he crossed over Penuel.And he was limping on his thigh. So we can see that Jacob came to another critical moment in his life.
所以我们看见在这里雅各来到他生命中另外一个关键性的时刻。
And he was to meet his brother Esau.
因为在那个时候呢，他要和他 哥哥以扫见面。
And he deceived Esau and he took the blessing from his brother.
因为他先前是他欺骗了以扫，而且把他的祝福夺去了。
Now he has come to a time that he has to face the consequences of his own doing.
现在呢，他必须来面对他那时候所做这件事情的后果。
And it has been 20 years since he got a revelation concerning the house of God at the Bethel.
从他那时候得到异象看见神的家到现在已经20年了。
And in those 20 years, the Lord has been very faithful in keeping his promise and protecting and also providing for Jacob.
那么我们也知道在那20年神非常的信实，他保守了雅各，而且供应他的需要。
But also in those 20 years, God allowed Jacob to use his own wisdom and strength to struggle with his uncle Laban and also with his family issues.
那我们知道在那20年里面，神也容让雅各用他自己的智慧，用他自己的能力和他舅舅拉班办理交涉很多事情。
And he tried to use his own wisdom and strength to manage his own house, and he made a big mess of it.
那我们看见雅各呢，他靠他自己的智慧力量来管理他的家，结果造成很大的混乱。
And we can see that there were so many issues in his family.
那我们可以看见在他的家里面实在有很多的问题。
But God was so patient with Jacob.
但我们看见神实在是非常有耐心对待雅各。
And we thank the Lord because he is not man, he is not like us.
那我们为这感谢神，因为神不像人，他有耐心。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, I am very impatient.
因为里面我不知道你们怎么样，但是我个人是非常没有耐心的。
And a lot of times we just want some instant gratification. We want to see the result right away.
很多时候我们好像需要很快的就能够看到结果，我们好像很希望很快的能够得到满足。
But we thank the Lord, he was so patient with Jacob.
但我们感谢神，他像雅各实在极有耐心。
And we thank the Lord because he is so patient with you and with me. He delicately, detailedly does his work in us.
我也感谢主，他实在像你和我非常有耐心，在我们身上做那建造的工作。
And the Lord allowed Jacob to come to his own wise end.
那我们也知道，主容让雅各他走到他自己的尽头。
And so that Jacob will be ready and prepared for the Lord's further revelation and work.
所以好像雅各那时候他可以是预备好的，再能领受主更多的启示。
And these 20 years of preparation was necessary.
那我们看见这20年的预备是必须的。
And it was just like, we were told that to save a drowning person, you have to wait until the person to get exhausted, and so much so that he will not struggle and then he will not fight again.
那我们也知道，如果你要救一个溺水的人呢，你必须要耐心，让他自己的力量耗尽之后，你才去救他。
Otherwise, you could be very difficult or even dangerous to rescue that person.
不然的话，你这样去贸然去救他的话，是非常危险的。
And brothers and sisters, isn't that also true with us?
弟兄姐妹们，这在我们身上不也是真实的吗
？And sometimes we are dealing with the issues and the difficulties in life.
有时候我们在我们生命中我们处理一些问题。
And we wonder why the Lord has not come to rescue.
那我们就好像有时在问说为什么主不来救我。
Of course, the Lord has his own time and his own schedule.
是的，主有主自己的时间和他的时间表。
He is a sovereign.
He is
sovereign.
Sovereign. 他是在掌管一切的。
But there's also times that we are still struggling with our own strength, our own wisdom.
但很常常呢，我们实际上是用我们自己的能力去挣扎。
And we probably have been thinking that we can resolve the issues by ourselves.
我们也许正想说，哦，我们要靠我们自己的能力把这些问题解决掉。
And we probably have not been ready for the Lord to save.
就在那个时候呢，我们事实上并没有预备好。蒙主的拯救。
Now for Jacob, the time was ready.
但是对雅各而言，这个时间是已经预备好了。
And the Lord told him in a dream to leave Laban and to go back to the land.
耶在主在梦中告诉他说要离开拉班，然后回到他自己的地方去。
And this time he was not alone. He has a servant. He has his family, servants, and livestock.
但这一次呢，我们发现雅各不是独自一人了，他有他的家人，他有仆人，也有一些群畜。
And on his way back home, and he sent messengers to his brother Esau in Seir, and hoping to find favor in his brother's sight.
那当他回去的见他哥哥以扫路上呢，他就先打发使者到西尔去，希望能够在以扫面前蒙恩。
But when he heard the report that Esau was to come to meet with him, and but together with the 400 men.
但是，一当雅各他听到以扫来，而且带着400人来的时候
，And he was afraid and was greatly distressed.
那他就非常的害怕，而且大大的忧虑。
And he was bothered by his own guilty conscience.
因为他的良心的在那边犯过错，所以他被这良心所困扰。
Yes. And he was afraid that Esau would come for revenge.
因为他一直害怕说以扫这次来是为了报复。
And to attack his family and to take his possessions.
就是要来攻击他的家和夺取他所有。
And at such a critical moment, Jacob was still Jacob.
但是在这个非常关键的时刻，我们发现雅各他还是雅各。
Yeah, he tried to devise his own plan to find a way out.
因为他这时候还要想要用他自己一些计谋，想要找一些解决的方式。
And so he divided his people and his livestock into two companies.
所以他就把他的人跟他的这些牲畜呢分作两队。
And thinking that if one is attacked has been taken, then the other could escape.
因为他想说，如果这一队受击杀，那另外一队剩下的一队可以逃走，可以逃跑。
But we thank the Lord that Jacob also have learned his lessons. He also prayed to God.
但我感谢主，雅各似乎也学到了功课，因为他也向神祷告。
And he prayed to God to remind God what God has promised him to protect him to bring him back to his land.
因为他向神祷告是说，启神。记得神的应许就是要保守他能够平安回到他原初之地。
But in his prayer, he still called God, the God of his father Abraham, the God of his father Isaac.
但在他的祷告里面，他称呼神仍然是亚伯拉罕的神，他父亲以撒的神。
And God was not yet his own God.
好像神还不是他自己的神。
Although Jacob has experienced God's provision and protection in the past 20 years.
虽然说雅各在过去20年的确经历了神的保守和保护。
But he has not developed this personal relationship with God himself.
但是他还没有和神发展出这个个人与神的一个经历。
So this question is for our, especially for our younger brothers and sisters.
所以现在有一个问题，这个问题也特别是向着我们年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters, is God your God or God of your parents?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，神是你的神呢，还是你先祖、你父母的神？
If the God is still the God of your parents, we pray that you will come to know Him in a very personal way sooner than later.
所以，如果神只是你父母亲的神，那我们要祷告，愿意你能够更早的能够看见。与神有一个你与神有个人的关系。
And maybe this quarantine time is a chance the Lord has prepared for you to meet.
那也许在这一次的隔离时间里面呢，神可以使用这段时间让你和神有一段有更亲密的时候。
So Jacob and his family stay overnight at the place that called Jacob, the fort of Jacob, Jabbok.
所以我们知道在这里呢，雅各和他的家人呢是在一个地方，那个地方叫做亚伯渡口。
And that place is also called Peniel.
那个地方也叫称作皮努以勒。
And at that night, the same night, he sent his servants and his livestock and his family over the stream, and he was left alone.
因为在那个晚上呢，他雅各事实上把他打发他的家人、仆人和牲畜都过了河，而他自己仍然留在那里。
The name of Peniel means facing God. That's the name God, Jacob gave to that place after that night.
而皮努伊勒的意思是 念见神，而这个名字是雅各在那个晚上之后给那个地方取的名字。
In that night, Jacob was alone.
因为在那个晚上呢，雅各是独自一人了。
A man came to wrestle with him until daybreak.
有一个人跑来与他摔跤，直到天明。
And many Bible students understood this man was actually the pre-incarnated Christ appearing in the human form.
那我们知道很多圣经的读圣经的这个感觉是这一个人事实上是基督在还没道成肉，代表基督还没有道成肉身前的一代以人的方式显现。
Yeah. And so for Jacob, that was another restless night, and he was wrestling all night long.
而雅各呢，对雅各而言，那天晚上他完全是没有歇息，因为他整个晚上和那个人摔跤。
Yeah, we know that this physical wrestling actually reflecting his inward mental struggles.
那我们知道，在外在这个所谓身体上的摔跤，事实上是反映说雅各内心里面的很多的挣扎。
And Jacob was trying to hold on to the Lord's promise, and because the Lord has promised him to bring him safely home.
因为主已经应许过雅各，说要把他安全安然的带回到他本地，所以雅各在这时候就想要。紧紧抓住神这个应许。
But at the same time, he was also filled with the fear and to face his brother.
但同时候呢，他似乎心中也满了惧怕，因为他看见他哥哥以扫来了。
Trusting the Lord and our fears are at odds with each other.
因为这时候我们看见信靠神和我们自己的惧怕，这时候这两个在有征战。
So that conflict, that struggle just went on.For the entire night.
所以那一个挣扎呢，就整个晚上一直进行着。
And brothers and sisters, that could also be our struggles when we face a crisis as well.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我想这个挣扎呢，事实上也是当我们在面对危机的时候会有的现象。
And do we trust in the Lord, or do we are filled with the fear?
我们是否信靠主呢？还是我们是满有惧怕？
AndPray that the Lord will continue to strengthen our faith so that we may trust Him and to allow His word to carry out in us.
我们祷告是我们能够更多的信靠主，好叫他的工作能在我们身上完成。
So for that night, Jacob had this long struggle and he was not willing to let go of himself.
所以在那个晚上我们发现雅各一直有这样的挣扎，所以他不容那个人离开。
And he was not willing to let go of himself.
那天晚上他有这样的挣扎，而且雅各并没有把自己放下来。
And to the point that the Lord has to touch his the socket of his thigh.
所以到了一点的时候，主就只有说把打雅各的大腿窝摸一下。
And Jacob became lame.
所以那个之后呢，那时候之后呢，雅各就瘸了。
And a lame person could not walk on his own.
因为瘸腿的人是不能靠自己来行走的。
And he has to depend on a staff or a cane in order to walk up properly.
他必须靠着杖或是拐杖才能够安然的行走。
And a lame person, in a sense, can no longer trust in himself and cannot depend on his own strength.
所以瘸腿的人意思就是他不能再靠自己的，他无法没有不能靠自己的力量。
And sometimes our flesh is too strong, too stubborn, and we try to insist our own ways to the point that the Lord has to touch the socket of our thigh.
那有时候我们自己的好像天然的性格非常的强，而且我们一直想要靠自己的力量，所以到了某一点的时候，主必须来摸我们一把。
So that we will truly learn to trust in Him and truly learn to depend on Him.
好，叫我们真正的学到来完全的依靠主。
And so after his socket was dislocated, Jacob would not let go of the Lord.
所以在雅各大腿窝扭了之后呢，那他就不容主离开。
And he held tight to the Lord until the Lord blessed him.
他就一直抓住主，直到主祝福了他。
So it's interesting to find out that Instead, in answering his request, the Lord asks, "What his name?"
所以这里有一个很有趣的事，就是说主这时候并没有答应雅各的要求， 乃是问说雅各你叫什么名字。
We know that the name represents who we are, our very nature.
因为我们知道名字是代表我们这个人，代表我们天然的本性。
And the Lord knew full well who Jacob was.
那我们知道主实在非常明白雅各是谁。
But he asked Jacob, what's your name?
但他却问雅各说你叫什么名字。
And we know that we are all laid bare before the Lord, but a lot of times we do not know ourselves.
那我们都知道我们在主面前都是赤裸敞开的，但是很多时候我们却自己不知道我们自己是谁。
Yeah, we don't know our true conditions before him.
我们不知道我们在主面前一个真实的光景。
So the Lord asked him, what's your name?
所以主就问他说你叫什么。
And then Jacob said, Jacob.
那雅各回答说我叫雅各。
He acknowledged that he was Jacob. He was the supplanter.
所以他在这里完全向主承认说他的名字叫雅各，他是那个强取的人。
Brothers and sisters, do we know our true condition before the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们是否在主面前真实知道我们的光景呢？
And knowing our condition before the Lord is the very first step for salvation.
我们知道我们在主面前知道我们自己真实的光景是蒙恩得救的第一步。
May the Lord continue to shine light upon us, continue to expose our true condition before him.
天主继续来光照我们，把我们在主面前真实的光景显露出来。
And the Lord said to Jacob, you shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel.
那这时候主对雅各说，你不要再叫雅各，那要叫以色列。
The name of Jacob now is changed to Israel.
那我们看见雅各这个名字现在变成了以色列。
Israel means that God prevails.
那我们知道以色列的意思就是神得胜。
And it also means that He will rule as God.
那 也意思是说他会像神那样子掌权。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他是那平安。
He is the Prince of God, sorry.
他是神的王子。
And it is such a wonderful name.
这实在是一个很奇妙的名字。
But it is true that God first needs to prevail in Jacob in order that Jacob could rule as God or with God.
那我们也知道首先呢神必须要能够胜过雅各，然后雅各才能够作王，然后与神一同作王。
Brothers and sisters, that is the work the Lord is doing in our lives.
弟兄姐妹们，这正是主现在在我们生命里面要做的工作。
The Lord desired us to consecrate ourselves to him.
因为主的心意心愿是我们能够来奉献自己。
So that through our obedient submission to the Holy Spirit,
好像说当我们顺服完全在顺服在圣灵里面的时候
And so that he may rule over our lives
好像神能够在我们的生命里面掌权
And as a result we will be able to rule with him
那最终的结果就是我们可以与主一同掌权
And so after the Lord gave Jacob the name of Israel the Lord blessed Jacob
所以当主把以色列这个名字赐给雅各之后呢主就给他祝福。
Indeed, our God desires, He loves to bless us.
是的，主神，我们的神实在乐意来祝福我们。
And, but the first and the foremost of blessing is His transforming work in us.
但是一个最初最大的一个祝福就是他要改变我们。
And He is transforming us from Jacob to Israel.
因为他要把我们都改变，从雅各改变成以色列。
And he is to change us from the lowly to the honorable.
他就是要把我们从卑贱的光景变成尊贵的光景。
It's changing us into the image of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他正要把我们改变成主耶稣基督的形象。
And so as Jacob crossed the Peniel, he was limping on his thigh.
所以当雅各他经过皮努伊勒的时候呢，他就瘸了。
And there was no more strength on his own. It is by the work of the cross.
因为这时候他没有自己的能力了，乃是要靠着十字架的力量。
And the person who experienced the work of the cross is the one who has no self-confidence and no self-dependence and there's no self-pride.
所以能够倚靠十字架的人，这个人是不靠自己的力量，不靠自己的信心，不靠自己的能力。
And then it's a person who is limping, who is lame.
换句话说，那个人是瘸腿的，他是不能行走。
And the way of the cross is the way to build the house of God.
而十字架的道路正是建造神家的方法。
And the brother T. Austin Sparks once said that the house of God should be full of or have a bunch of lame people.
那我们听过史百克弟兄曾经这样说过，在神的家中应该是有许多瘸子的。
Yeah, 20 years ago, Jacob was given the vision of the house of God.
因为在20年前，雅各得着神家的意象。
And it was at the night at the Bethel.
那个晚上是在伯特利。
And now in 20 years, and in the night at the Peniel, he came to know and experience the way of building the house of God. That is the cross.
20年之后，在皮努伊勒这个地方，他领会到建造神家的道路就是十字架。
And it is through the cross that Jacob could become Israel. The supplanter could become the prince of God.
而正是借着十字架，雅各成为以色列，而那个本来是抓取夺取的，现在成为神的王子。
And it is also through the cross, lust can turn into Bethel. The ruins could become the house of God.
而也正是借着十字架，路斯这个废墟之地可以成为伯特利神的家。
And the cross is the way for our individual growth in the Lord and also for the building of the house.
而十字架正是为着我们每个人个人的成长而成为建造神家的材料。
And these are the two critical nights for Jacob.
而对雅各而言，这两个晚上是他关键性的晚上。
And brothers and sisters, we also may have many crises in life.
弟兄姐妹，我们在我们生命里面也许有经历很多的危机。
But may the Lord continue His good work in us.
我们祷告愿主继续在我们身上动他的善工。
And He will turn this crisis to changes so that we may know more of His heart and to really have this desire to walk in His ways.
他能够把这些危机变成转机，好叫我们能够更多认识神的心意，神的道路。
Okay, that will conclude my sharing.
我的交通就停在这里。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
O Lord our God, we do want to thank you and praise you.
我们的主，我们神，我们实在感谢你，赞美你。
You are the God who speaks and you are the God who works.
因为你是说话的神，你是做工的神。
And you continue to perfect your good work in each one of us.
你继续在我们每个人身上完成你的善工。
And continue your work about building your church.
你继续完成你建造你教会的工作。
Because you desire to find your resting place, your dwelling place among your people.
因为你很渴慕能够在你的百姓当中找着你的安息之处，居所之处。
Lord, pray that we could all hear your voice.
主啊，我们祷告我们都能够听见你的话。
And we can all give ourselves into your gracious hands.
我们说我们自己交在你的恩手里面。
And so in our circumstances, in our crisis, we can find chances to know you.
好像在我们的环境里面，在我们危机发生危机的时候，我们可以更认识你
，and to know your ways，
能够认识你的道路。
We thank you and praise you for being our Lord and Savior, being the Master of the house。
我们感谢你，赞美你，做我们的主，我们的救主，做你家的主人。
In Jesus' name we pray。
我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen。So, brothers and sisters, we have a few announcements.
弟兄姐妹，我们有一些简单的报告。
And all the church meetings are still held online.
所有的我们的聚会都是在网上。
And the Tuesday prayer meeting, the Friday Bible study, and the Sunday breaking of bread, and message meeting, and the children's service.
我们星期二祷告聚会、星期五读经聚会和儿童的聚会和主日的聚波饼和。信息聚会。
And we encourage brothers and sisters to attend all these meetings.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们多多参加这些聚会。
And not only we ourselves attend the meetings, but please remember those who have not come to or joined these meetings regularly.
不仅我们自己来参加这些线上聚会，如果发现有那不常参加的弟兄姊妹，我们应该鼓励他们。
Yeah, we need to encourage one another to assemble before the Lord, especially during these very difficult, challenging times.
我们应该彼此鼓励在主面前有聚会，特别是在这个很富挑战性的时候。
And as we see the Lord's coming is very imminent, and we shall not abandon our assembly, and rather we shall encourage one another.
我们既看见主的日子临近，我们就不应当放弃聚会，乃要更多的鼓励。彼此鼓励聚会。
And for the next Sunday's message meeting, and Brother Sun will be fellowshipping with us, and Brother Ben Sun will be interpreting for Brother Sun.
下周的信息聚会是孙弟兄要和我们交通，孙嘉荣弟兄会翻译。
And please remember our brothers' services.
请在祷告中纪念我们弟兄们的服事。
And please also continue to remember the pandemic, the presidential transition, and also societal security and stability.
我们也继续为瘟疫这个情况祷告，为着能够总统和平的转移和社会的安定来祷告。
And may the will of the Lord be done, and may His rest and peace be found.
愿主的旨意成就，愿他的平安能够被我们遇见。
Yeah, please refer to our church website for additional prayer requests and announcements.
请大家能够到我们聚会的网站上看更多的祷告代祷事项。
And may the Lord's keeping and the protection be with every one of us.
愿主的保护和供应继续与我们同在。
And that will conclude our meeting today. Goodbye, brothers and sisters.
我们今天早晨就会停在这里，再见。